gentlemen, welcome to another exciting episode of the
Good Game Guys.
Oh, she sniped it.
Oh,
damn.
No. Headshot. No, she didn't.
Shit, man. Well, all right. Good night. Thanks for tuning in.
Medic.
Wow, combo broke before the combo started.
She freaking female 1940s Russian sniped us.
Ooh, okay, hang on.
Listen, y'all. I'm just saying, we were talking about breaking combos last week, so.
We got slight complaints. We're getting a little too loud, so let me adjust mics a little bit.
What? Oh.
We got too loud, or that guy over there got too loud.
I will beat you all with things.
I think it could be that guy, just
it's
maybe.
Probably that guy.
That guy right there. Man, fuck that guy.
Man, that fucking guy. You've always got to be that guy.
Of course. That's what the chaotic one does. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a very interesting show for y'all today. I believe that Stefanini is going to be declaring war. So...
Also, I got my own particular wars to set, which I think some of you guys could agree with.
And y'all are going to hear me take a nice big shit.
Pretty much.
Oh,
and then we
also... And Febreze on standby.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and kick off the week of madness, what we have done today. Let me see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Jason, you the one that's got the flow.
Well, shit. As far as what I've been doing this week, I had a chance to start playing some more Dead Island Riptide, which I kind of enjoy a lot more than the first one.
Really?
Yeah. Because, well, for one, they kind of address a lot of the issues. Well, some of the issues.
Voodoo, bitch?
Yeah, who do you voodoo, bitch? It's just nice to have Sam B again, and I'll just never be able to experience just that song in the Dead Island 2.
I can tell you right now that that is a very thing I am going to miss in part 2.
But,
well... Part 2 is going to have Jack Black, so I'd be willing to bet that there's going to be some Tenacious D in there.
Ooh. Tenacious D. The Tenacious D version of Voodoo Voodoo.
Do you think his melee weapon is going to be a guitar made out of metal?
I'm pretty sure they mentioned that you're going to be able to pick up all sorts of different melee weapons. I wouldn't put a guitar past them.
We did suggest it to him.
Dude, I was waiting to see if they're going to have the Good Game Guys golf balls that explode and the Good Game Guys golf cart.
We still need to get a hold of...
GGGF.
We still need to get a hold of those guys, man. They were freaking awesome. Like,
no.
I love the guys at Deep Silver. Like, they're my new best friend.
So, any epic game madness that you did this week?
Well,
something, an epic play of the week.
I don't really have too much of an epic like online play.
What if I do this in the background? Maybe you can think of something.
All right.
Oh no! God.
I don't think that does it.
Nope.
All right, come on! I know you had to do something epic.
Well, I managed to witness my life flash before my eyes as a charging demo man with a grenade stick, which in Team Fortress 2, if you were to hit someone with this grenade stick, well, it kind of blows up in your face.
Wait, so they have suicide bombing in Team Fortress 2?
Yeah. For all those people that just kind of feel like they got a little Japanese going in them.
For the people that are running around going, "Aha!" Boom!
Great, now jihadists can spread their madness on Team Fortress.
Pretty much.
Yes.
And I got to see my life flash before my eyes as somebody was charging at me, and I'm sitting there holding the revolver going like, "Oh God, shit, just fucking hit. And just right before, like, he even had a chance to touch my fucking nose, he just collapsed on the floor. It's dead right then and there.
Did Had Fortress ever add turbines?
Yes, they did, actually.
Oh, no.
Yes, they did.
No.
Funny enough.
I'm
going
to have to install it, get a turbine, and the dynamite.
You'll love this. You'll love this even
just
more.
Like, scream out, open mic.
You'll love this even more. It's for the class that uses the dynamite stick.
Of course.
The demo man.
The demo man.
Oh, God.
So I guess that's my epic moment.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
But I guess, just about that. Like, I've been playing some Team Fortress 2 as usual. But like I said, I've been doing a lot of Deadlight and Riptide, which for the most part is kind of just an expansion of the first one. But I enjoy it a little more because it actually adds a little more content that I feel was kind of missing. Like, you could actually kind of, like, strengthen the, like, your little hub kind of a thing. Like, I don't want to say hub, but you like your group. Like, just the NPCs that are there, like, they have their own special little missions, and it's kind of a fetch quest, but you actually are, like, doing something, like, you're upgrading their weaponry for when you're holding out for when the zombies start invading your little fortress.
Okay.
So I enjoy that. Like, that's a neat little thing that I hope carries over to Dead Island 2.
I want more games to do something like that. Like the whole Resident Evil Outbreak. They need to do a remake of that game badly.
I'm personally getting kind of sick of all the remakes.
Well, just no game has been made like that since it.
Well, I mean, they're remastering and remaking Halo. They've remastered The Last of Us.
There's apparently going to be a remake or another remake of a Resident Evil game coming out.
God damn it.
Wait.
Why?
Yeah, I saw that.
You know what? I take that back. They need to make more games like the Resident Evil Outbreak system. That system was so amazing.
You mean the online game?
Yes, the one where each your class had a different strength, and you literally needed to keep everyone alive. The little Asian chick, her thing was she had this big backpack. So she could store more than everybody else.
Yeah.
So you literally want to keep her alive. You have her hold your ammo. You have her hold the medical supplies.
This little Asian chick is going to hold all of your guns.
Have you... No, ammo. Have you seen Asian schoolgirls?
The cop
they
carries
can hold
guns.
A lot. They're like ants.
Oh, my gosh.
They have in Japan.
Oh,
schoolgirls are strong.
All right.
But anyways, and then you have like the different...
Okay.
They had different strengths, and like one guy was a medic. I mean, it made you literally, it had that survival horror feel. Ammo was very scarce, and it had that feel where you pick up ammo, like, hey, Dad, you need this. You have a 45 pistol? Here, you need it.
Yeah, but...
It felt realistic.
Yeah, but Outbreak didn't have Rebecca Chambers,
who
by far is the best Resident Evil character out there.
No, Leon Kennedy is. I'm sorry. I'm down. Me and Leon, man. When
I did not realize you enjoyed the D.
No, wow. Me and Leon is my man. Resident Evil
and it
4.
Just went over his head.
Apparently, TKO's
into that.
He's into the French cigarettes, man.
No,
ooh.
No, I will beat you all. No, Leon Kennedy is my favorite character from Resident Evil because Chris. I don't know. Chris seemed boring to me.
I like Chris, man. Dude, you can never take away the greatest charms I have with the original Resident Evil.
No.
Wait.
Don't open that door.
Wait. Don't go!
Oh, God. I have this. Oh, no. You get into this?
I haven't really gotten into any crazy madness. I've just glued deep online. I thought I was going to get bored of it after the first week. Not really. But I guess my personality changed for the past 5 years. Like, I'm not as crazy aggressive bunny ho as I used to be. I'm okay with, like, just sitting around and staring at rocks for a few hours.
Hmm. What? Oh, yeah, you've been mining, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Rockefeller over here.
I focused real hard down the mining path, so now I'm sitting in a mining barge with fucking ice harvesters and...
You're going to be like...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and did you say that
I'm
gives you, like, 3D
shekels,
space?
Man.
I don't think I
my
could,
shekels
to
mine.
I don't think I could go to EVE Online for one reason and one reason primarily. Star Trek
because
Online.
Because you're afraid of my shekels.
Nope. Star Trek Online and their space combat system, I need to be there in direct control of my ship. I need to be, you know, hitting full impulse, evasive maneuvers, and firing volleys and having a chance of dodging and stuff. And
you want your flight to be a little bit more active.
Yeah.
I get that.
So, oh, interesting. So, EVE for you...
Apparently our sound is cutting in and out.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit of reports here and there.
Zombies from you. All right, here we go. Sound check.
Oh my gosh, speaking of zombies, Ebola virus, holy crap.
Live show, folks.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Wouldn't be a live show without technical difficulties.
Well, now me, what now, Stephanie? What madness? Wait, did you even manage to get any digital madness, Stephanie?
You're being called out.
Stephanie!
Have we been completely disconnected? What's going on?
Have we lost her?
I think we lost Stephanie a little bit again.
Uh-oh.
So,
fine, I'll take it up.
Is that her connection or ours?
I think that's her connection.
Are we sure?
Yeah, because we're getting reports from our chat room saying that they can still hear us, so...
Well,
that's
okay.
A plus.
All right.
I will go on to this week. War Thunder, Gaijin Entertainment has decided that it is once again going to take a steaming turd all over my social life. They have this event going on called Summertime Madness, and my God, it is absolute madness. Right now, they're offering premium aircraft for each of the nations. In order to achieve this, you have to achieve 120 wins over a 7-day period in War Thunder for each particular nation. And they have broken down into, like, you know, okay, each 20 wins you get in a tier, like, say, Tier 2, you get your first 20 wins in Tier 2, you get 100,000 Silver Lions. Tier 3, you get 150, and then Tier 4, you get 200,000 per nation. Once you've accumulated 120 wins in either Tiers 2 through 4, you get a free premium aircraft from that nation.
Oh, right on.
So as you guys know, you guys have all played War Thunder. Based on wins, that can be difficult, since, as in most MMOs, people don't care about anybody. There's, you know, teamwork is this word that apparently no one knows the definition of. So this is going to be a very daunting challenge.
Let me interrupt you for just a second. What is our volume looking like? Anybody on Steam or, you know, any of you people that are texting me currently? I guess that we're cutting in and out. I don't really know what to do about it.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm kind of... I've noticed we've been kind of clipping a little bit here and there, but I managed to turn us down just a tad, so we're not doing it. So we got a few people saying we're doing good. Sorry, folks. Okay. We're just doing this so we can make sure the show experience...
Oh, was it your fan blowing at the microphone?
You know, I think it was that phone.
I'm over here.
Fucking
man, this guy ruins everything.
Wait, don't you all know chocolate melts when it gets too hot?
Yeah,
not
on,
cool,
see.
Man.
Yeah,
dude,
on.
I am white like the snow. You're built to handle heat. F you, I turn red.
No, sun. There's a difference. I turn red, boy. So I got natural sunblock. Don't mean I like it. Still hot. Anyway, so, okay, yeah, today, actually, last night, had an epic moment. I was flying in an F-86 Sabre, and usually when you go into tier 5 battles, tier 5 is the highest in War Thunder, in case none of y'all understand, or not understand, know that. 5 is the highest tier, and you go from, you know, early 1930s planes, even biplanes, all the way up to Korean War era. Now, usually you have 5-on-5, you have 5 actual players, versus 5 other players and like 4 or 5 bots, because usually the higher tiers aren't not that full. I think mainly because they have an insane repair cost, which almost makes it cost ineffective to play realistic battles in that game.
Hmm.
But I got involved in a realistic battle, which was a furball from hell. MiG-15s everywhere. I mean, it was all kinds of madness going on. And I got this one section where I saw a couple of MiGs on my two of my teammates, 6s. So I dive down from like 15,000 feet, and I get behind one of the MiGs, and right as I line him up for a shot, he takes out one of my teammates. So I then fire a spread of 20-millimeter cannon fire, rip him, and then right as I'm pulling up to avoid hitting the mountain, I look up and I see another MiG-15 literally maybe 15 to 20 degrees off of my left. I just pull my nose up, squeeze the trigger, just whatever. Boom! Took him out. So literally, 2 MiG-15s in less than 30 seconds. That was my epic moment of this week.
Okay.
It was beautiful. I saved the replay, and damn it, I wish I was twitching that. That was amazing.
I've been getting on your ass to start using that damn program.
You know what? I shall. I will.
So we have the DDS...
Not yet, we don't.
No, no, but I'm just saying, we have the concept of the DDS. What would TKO's abbreviated show be?
It would be the same, because a lot of the time, I'll be flying with the DDS.
I guess that's fair enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Deck's just sitting here looking like real, like, awesome right now. Just, yeah.
Oh, no, me and Dan were playing. We have this great match. We're kicking ass. We're doubting any planes. I'm sitting there flying, and all of a sudden, a spread of 50 caliber rounds goes right over my right wing. I'm like, oh, crap, what is it? And all of a sudden I hear Dago and I just laugh. I'm like, really, dude? Really?
See, I didn't hit you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, see? you blew off one of my control surfaces when you tried to fucking return fire.
I made it a little red.
You spread your blackness all over it.
Yes, all over your left side.
Oh, good, I don't
Bullet Bukkake!
Oh, good.
Apparently it was the fan that was causing that for a couple of people, so.
Damn it.
So TKO, too bad, you're going to start melting now.
I'm going to melt. I'm melting.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, he's over there with his nice fan.
Because he's wide one, the one that is angled away from the microphone.
No, it's just because you're wide enough to block all the air.
Nigga, you calling me fat?
You calling me fat, man. You gotta take that shit from him. We're gonna have ourselves a fight. Guys, start chanting with us. Fight, 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 fight.
Oh, Jesus, I'm being victimized by a fucking hate crime.
Wait, no, it's only it's an anger crime, not a hate crime. It is like, I'm melting. I'm so melting. Stephanie! Are you back?
We haven't gotten her back yet.
Nope,
so.
She's gone.
Well, wait. Hang on.
I think the aliens got her. The aliens got her.
Hold on. All right, she's calling in through her phone now, which you folks can also reach us at 914-338-1303.
Yeah, especially if you guys have any epic gaming moments you want to broadcast to the world that you had. Like,
why not? And hey, we also got other topics we pretty much want to get ourselves into, but Stephanie, hey, you there?
Hey, I'm here. Sorry if I'm a little loud. I'm on my headset, so. But, yeah, I have a lot of little trouble here with the connection, and it sucks. But you guys all talked about, I heard what you have been doing for the week. I unfortunately did not game because I haven't been home that much this week. However, I have been just reading a new comic book that I am looking forward to seeing more from.
Stephanie!
Yeah, what comic is that?
Now that you're back, this is what I have to tell you. You were right.
Neozoic.
Okay. And
it's called Neozoic.
Yes.
Yeah, it's it's a female character as a start, you know. It's a sci-fi fantasy where there's still dinosaurs, you know, within the world, and it's kind of this, like, side-by-side, you know, human history next to, you know, dinosaurs and how that kind of all works. And they call it the Predator Defense League. And it's pretty sweet. I mean, I really like it. It's just the way that it's, like, you know, there's mammals versus reptiles. There's the father versus the daughter. There's just like a whole lot of different concepts in there, which are really great. And just made me really think about, especially I'm still coming off of Comic-Con, and where I was able to sit in on a panel and like all about superheroines and, you know, how it is that females are kind of making kind of a difference now, I would say, in the gaming world as well as in the comic world, and kind of with their representation is and how it's been changing since it started, because it was like male dominated and it was created strictly by males, and now it's kind of being created by women as well and by males that are starting to understand, you know, kind of depict women in a way that there's equality and that, you know, they don't have to be just these like perfect little sweet individuals, that they can have, you know, real issues and still be, you know, great superheroines.
The strongest female character in a video game I think I have ever played was Ellie from The Last of Us.
I don't know. She always
this week, I actually managed to get my hands on the remake of the Tomb Raider that they put on PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
And I used to call Uncharted God Hates Me because what Drake went through, I played 45 minutes of Tomb Raider. And that little girl went through more shit in 45 minutes than Drake did in his first two games.
Yeah.
It really does. Now you see my fascination with freaking Lara Croft and Tomb Raider. I mean, it's just nonstop.
If I was that little girl, I would have set that island on fire.
Who's to say she didn't?
I don't know. I'm like, dude, oh, no, it's on.
End of the game yet.
When I'm playing against her, though, I feel like, personally, I don't know, it kind of creeps me out. Like, when I'm playing a game like that, and I'm like, okay, when I was playing Drake, and he's going through all this shit, I'm like, I'm Drake. You know, I'm big, strong.
I can handle
Drake.
This.
I'm like, I'm this little girl.
I did this shit to myself. Shit.
Right? I'm playing as Laura, and I'm, like, constantly scared. I'm walking through the forest scared. Like, I'm so tiny and fragile. It's like, oh, my God. It's psychologically getting to me, too. So I was like, yeah, I'd rather have a tank chase Drake. I'd rather actually have a German tank trying to kill me than be the little girl in the forest scared of wolves.
Right. I mean, she's not necessarily a little girl. Like, there's definitely some characterization that happens from, like, you know, from the beginning of when she, like gets stranded on this island into where she gets. I mean, there is actually no little girl that can shit that she does.
She's,
you know,
like,
5'4"
and 110 pounds. I was freaking out.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, TKO, but I'm going to have to put my foot down as to size does not matter. So there's been plenty of characters, you know, that have been males that have been small male characters that I've been able to do a lot. So I'm just going to put my foot down on that one.
I'm challenge you real quick. Name one.
As far as, like, small... What about if we're just thinking of, like, Mario, Toad, little Toad? I mean, seriously? crazy little things. Like, you know, no one's saying, like, you know, anything about that. So... Huh?
Oh,
no,
man.
I'm saying, me personally... Okay, look. I am 6'4 and 200 pounds. Okay, when I went to freaking Japan, and there was, you know... They didn't have bar fights in Japan. They had arcade fights. If you whoop someone's ass, they get pissed off at you. So I'm like, ha, I'm able to pick up, you know, a freaking, you know, 5'4", 110-pound Japanese dude in each hand and throw them across the freaking arcade. I'm like, who's next? You know what I'm saying? That's how I roll. Okay, so mentally going, oh, my God, I'm lucky if I'm 115 pounds soaking wet and I'm in this jungle environment where there are wolves bigger than me. That was kind of, I don't know. I mean, it kind of gave me almost like a creepiness feel that I had when I played The Last of Us.
It helped you understand that even people smaller than you in combat are probably going to feel
worse than me.
Worse than you, but she still did it, dude.
Oh, yeah, I know. Man, probably.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's a matter of, I mean, I agree, you know, and that's like kind you know, maybe I'm going to get a little bit feminist here, but I agree, like, you know, as women, like, we have to do things, you know, you have to do twice as much work to do the same thing that a guy can do, but that does not mean that it's any less. If anything, it's like the amount of endurance, the amount of, like, you know, understanding, the amount of skill. Like, there's just a lot of stuff that's just really, like, it's really powerful. There was some, what is the, you know, those, like, Japanese shows that are on, they do the big challenges. There was, like, a female on there that had to do some, like, crazy stuff. Oh, I'm going to have to find this link and put it up on our Facebook page. But just some of the craziest things, you know. But, you know, sure. For me, like, I think the reason why I appreciate this new version of the whole Tomb Raider is because of the fact that it is no longer just about sex. Like, it's no longer that situation where then when there's a pause in the game where the camera's just zooming in on butts and boob the whole time. And, like, it's no longer that. It's actually becoming, you know, it's actually becoming a super heroine, you know what I mean? It's showing that growth from, like, a start of, like, holy crap, you know, I don't want this, but I'm choosing to make this difference, or I'm choosing to do this, you know? So, for me, it's great,
you
and, you know, they just started up the comics, so.
Stephanie, did you play The Last of Us?
I did not. That's actually on my list. A buddy of mine's going to be giving me it, so I'm going to be, that's my next game, so.
I'm fucking angry with you right now. And let me tell you, there's a period.
Why are you angry?
There's a period in The Last of Us. Like, when you're starting out, you're basically playing as Joel, and you're, you know, you're kind of thick and lumberous, and, like, you're, you know, you're a big He-Man.
You look like a freaking Canadian lumberjack.
Basically, like, you fucking kill people by choking them out, okay?
Yeah.
There comes a point a little later in the game where you're playing as Ellie, his 14-year-old female sidekick.
Actually, you get it right. At the beginning of the game, your goal is to get her from point A to point B.
I don't want
B
to
alive.
Spoil the story.
It's
way
the
to
point.
Go, Jack.
Yeah,
I
don't spoil it.
You have to protect her. You have to get her someplace.
So the point is that you eventually end up playing as her for a few levels, and it's like, holy shit. Like, she moves faster. She's more agile. But she can't take as much damage.
She's far more vulnerable.
It's scarier to get into combat with her. And you really begin to think about the psychology of this character. Like, this is what combat for Ellie is like every time she throws a brick at some asshole's face to save Joel's life.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, she is putting it out there full time.
She's maybe 90 pounds, and she's throwing bricks at things that weigh like 600-700 pounds, giving you
she gets into hand-to-hand combat with some of these hunters, and it's like, yeah, I've got a switchblade thrust by all 40 pounds of my, you know, rets out of my body.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
It's, well, I mean, it's intense.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, awesome. I mean, I find that kind of inspiring, to be honest, like, you know, and
Well, size does matter. You know what else matters? Speed, agility, and will.
Yeah.
Size isn't really the end-all, be-all. Size is just,
size,
all right.
Size is more like the,
If that clicker hits me, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
That's what size says. Mm-hmm. The point is,
so therefore I must be faster, I must be smarter, and I must, you know, be tactical about what it is that I do. So
exactly.
Yeah.
It's more work for the same outcome, actually. Yeah. She was right. It's more work for the same outcome.
But it felt so good to play as that character.
Oh, I don't know, man. I was freaking out the whole time. I'm going, oh my god, I'm so tiny. I've never been tiny. Okay. So
you've been tiny. Bullshit.
I came out of my mouth 4'9". I'm so damn much, okay?
You came out of the womb at 4'9".
I was in labor for 30 years. I don't know what is. I'm like, that's why she's so angry.
I was in labor for 30 years.
Okay.
Oh gosh.
You know what I'm saying? Even in high school, I've always been the big, you know, the dude towering over other
That's
people.
That's fine.
You know, so it's like, playing these characters where I'm all tiny, I'm like, I want to go hide in the corner. I'm like, okay. But I have my gun is bigger than me. I'm like, this is just...
Right, right.
So, yeah, I guess,
That's
like, Celeste, oh, yeah, she went through some ish. Like,
well, Ellie, Lara Croft, I mean, yes, there are a number of female characters that are becoming stronger. I mean, let's look at Mass Effect, the female Shepard.
Absolutely.
Dude.
Yeah.
By the way, Jennifer Hale was the best voice actor in that game.
Jennifer Hale is an...
I've worked with her. She's super cool, too, so...
The female Shepard, like, her... To hear her and What's-His-Face do their lines side by side is like night and day.
I liked Mike Rowe, damn it.
Yeah, his voice I liked. His voice... It was a cool voice, but she, she's a freaking...
She had more instinct.
Dude, she's done over, what, 100-something animes?
But it made playing the female Shepard, like, that much more rewarding.
Okay.
Because she could actually motivate the troops. She had that leadership quality that the male Shepard just didn't really have.
I stand by what I said. I enjoyed the fact that I was playing Dirty Jobs Mass Effect Edition. I nearly made Deck choke there for a moment.
Fair enough.
So either way, just before I end that note on one other comic that I wanted to bring up, just because we're on the note of like females and stuff. Another one is for a younger audience, I would say, but I did pick this up as well. But it's called Princeless, which is about. You know how, like, the typical female story for princesses.
Could you say the title of that again?
It's
what
Princeless.
Princeless?
Princeless, yeah. So it's pretty much about this princess who's been, you know, locked up in a tower. And instead of going and thinking, oh, I must wait for my prince to come rescue me, she decides, shit, I'm going to freaking rescue myself. So she gets herself out of the tower, and she goes around and is saving other princesses that are stuck in towers and that are waiting for, you know, the prince to come save them. So it's pretty entertaining, and it's just a cool kind of change on that damsel in distress type of thing, which I think is wonderful. And I don't know, I kind of look forward to seeing more games that, you know, are more along those lines. Not necessarily that there can't be a man that is also the hero. Like, I'm not downplaying on any of that. But it is just kind of cool to see, you know, some females kind of taking a different role. And I think that gaming-wise, it's a huge thing because we're starting to see more females, you know, getting into the games and getting into the comics and into that whole world. Which to me is just fascinating and just really nice to see because there's not too many of us. And the more that there's more of a push towards that, the more they're going to, you know, females are going to feel more comfortable being a part of that. So I think it's cool. So.
Are you not predicting, an increase in the successful marriage rate with more gamer chicks?
I can see that.
Yes, I am. You know what? I am saying, TKO, you will potentially find your absolute soulmate.
What? Say what?
Oh, man. I got to pause this real quick. Deck, are you going to be okay? Like, I'm starting to get the feeling you're our new Ed McMahon here.
Dude, that was fucking so funny.
I'm just saying, okay. My two most successful relationships, okay? The only argument, that we had was who was player one.
Right.
Okay? That is when your girlfriend comes to your house, and she's not saying, oh, my God, you always play video games. And she says, bitch, I'm Leonardo. What?
Right,
I
right.
want to be Leonardo. She's like, baby. And you go, damn it. And you know you're going to lose. You know you're going to lose. Your girlfriend wants to be Leonardo. You let her be Leonardo. It's like, damn it. Okay? That is the epicness. Okay? When you go home and your girlfriend kicks your ass in Tekken, you put a ring on it. You keep it.
That is so funny. That actually with my boyfriend and I, I'll just be like, I'm like, hey, hon, I'm like, we got to start gaming more. And then he's like, oh, it's so nice to, like, hear your girlfriend say, like, we got to start gaming more or asking me to game more. I go, listen, that wasn't a question. I wasn't asking you. I was telling you that's what we're doing. And he just laughed so hard. And he's like, I love this.
Exactly.
Just the one's the way.
Right?
Oh, man. But anyways, that's what I've been up to this week.
gamer girls need to be cloned or something. I don't know. The Clone Wars are not going to be a bunch of soldiers taking over the universe.
We don't need to clone shit.
Taking over the Earth.
You're missing Stephanie's point, man. We got to make games more accessible to womankind, man.
Dude, most games now, they let you make your own character, so it's like, whatever. Like, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, there has actually been a lot of that character creation going on.
Yeah, so it's
a lot
like
lately.
Whatever. It's like most of the time it's like build what you want. Even in, like okay, the new game Destiny, you build your own character, male, female, tall, short, fat, whatever. You make your own character. You make it. It's you. You play it.
Well, damn it! Since he just went and went to Destiny, Dag, do you want to go ahead and take
it? Oh no, that battle's not scheduled to go down yet.
You went there, man.
Like, he did go there. That's a segue.
Oh,
right there. You started.
You
started it, man. Dag.
Jason always says it's a segue. We let him get away with it. Sort of.
Because
I call him on
that's
it every
like
time,
saying,
but he still doesn't fix it.
That's like saying, you know, Bob over there who's drooling on himself, you know, it's like we let him get away with it. It's Bob. That's what he does.
Dude, I didn't even know Bob was here.
You know what?
Hey, Bob. Get the hell out of my house, Bob.
What are you doing here, Bob?
He's drooling all over the thing because he, has gland problems. So
what's their issue with Destiny besides the fact that we can't pre-order because it's like super ridiculously backed up?
On the Destiny thing.
How much time do we got right now? What time is it?
Well, we're 30 minutes in, so hey, I feel like extending the show 30 minutes.
Me and Dag are Democrats and Republicans on this issue right here.
Make it quick then, Dag. Make it quick.
Make a choice.
This would be a Senate hearing, okay?
Like, okay.
Democrats and Republicans right now.
I'll give it another week.
Oh, what?
And I will take you guys on a journey with me.
All right.
Through the evolution of the first-person shooter.
You heard it here, folks.
Okay.
Next week.
I like
gonna
it.
A journey through first-person shooters.
So that means you guys better have your beat attached. So that your aim won't be steady.
I guess then, if that's the case, I'll go ahead and start my battle, damn it.
Oh, God.
No, before we start a battle, I remember what I did this week, aside from Eve.
Ooh, you did something outside of Eve.
Yeah. I went back and played Quake. Yeah.
Huh.
Like, the very first one?
Yes. Like, not Quake 2, not Quake 3. I went back and I played Quake.
So.
Go on.
I was trying to record some footage playing on Nightmare, but apparently Quake is not friendly with Shadowplay.
Quake isn't friendly with especially the bad guys when they kill your face.
I forgot how goddamn fast that game is, and it gets faster when it's running at 1,500 frames per second.
Wait.
It's a game from 1996. And the strongest computers in 1996, you would need like 50 to 100,000 of them to equate to like today's smartphone.
Okay.
So Quake is an old game. It's one of the first polygonal 3D shooters.
So it's like watching Dragon Ball Z and fast forward.
Yeah, basically.
How's your brain handle that?
Like riding a bike, dude. It's like I never stopped playing. I remembered exactly where every secret was. I managed to go through and not fuck up getting onto the beam just to enable the nightmare mode, which basically says you're not ready for nightmare mode.
It says, welcome to your death.
And it's basically like, yeah, that crosshair right in the center of the screen, even though the gun moves, that crosshair never does because that's how it used to be.
Okay.
There's no aim down sights. There's no crouch. All you've got is run and run faster.
Oh my
and
God!
Hello.
I can't even remember.
So it looks like we've got someone that is trying to reach us through Skype that wants to kind of chime in a little bit.
All right.
Go ahead and work him into the.
But yeah,
group.
So that's what I did. So I went back and played Quake.
Quake?
Yeah. I'm going to record a little bit of footage, like, I don't know, go through the first couple of levels and just put it up on YouTube
okay.
as a test.
Fellow co-hosts and the video gaming community, they're coming up with a new Wolfenstein, right?
Yeah.
All right, so hang on.
Yeah,
hold up, hold up.
Hey,
Will,
hold up, because we got our guest on, because we got a caller.
We got
right
a caller.
Oh.
Hydra.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Okay, that's completely random, just out of the loop.
Okay.
Basically, there's a game that I play called Warframe on Steam.
Ah,
yes,
Warframe.
Space ninjas.
Yeah, pretty much. It's one of those OP things.
I played the shit out of Warframe for like a few weeks and then just stopped cold turkey, and I don't know why.
I have no idea why somebody would actually
stop. Help me get my freaking gun!
Well, I like free round burst guns, so I just have a setup for that.
Hold on. So go ahead and tell us about Warframe. Like, you have an epic story you want to share
epic
with
moment.
Us, or do you feel that Warframe fits the category of anything that we were just previously talking about?
Warframe is
well, it's kind of like an epic moment because I was using this Warframe called Necros to where it basically just you can summon your own enemies that you kill and have an army just following you as long as you max out the mod for it. So basically a maximum of like 9 people. Enemies. And I'm like sidetracked at hearing my own voice.
Right, like you're sitting there, like
okay,
are you
you'll get used
to it.
I know, right?
I'm sorry, I'm not used to doing this. But yes,
it's
I digress.
Okay. Tell us about your epicness.
Yes, the stalker, a marked assassin, comes in after you end up killing an assassination thing.
Dude, fuck the stalker. I hate the stalker. The stalker can suck a dick.
Yes, he popped in a defense mission, and I was like, wait, what?
Really?
This isn't supposed to be happening.
No.
Go on.
Oh my God, it was ridiculous. I had to jump back up to the top of the thing because he pulled my butt down to the ground at the bottom part of it, and I'm like, oh crap, I have to get back up top to protect the rest of the place. As soon as I get dropped down, though, I instantly just summon my army of minions and just pop right up there and kept on shooting. While the stalker's trying to get to me, everything is just stopping him from getting up, and my army ends up killing him, and it just keeps going to like wave 19, and I ended up, well, kind of about ready to die. Then it was all solo the whole time until somebody decided to join in. So I was like, my response to him was, thank you, God, I have teammates.
But it wasn't really solo because you kept rising minions, kind of altered beast style, like rise
from your
grave.
Don't tell me, what was it like to have minions that were worth a damn?
I know, right?
If it was worth a damn, I would have conquered Grayskull years ago.
I'm just here. What do you want me to do?
It was basically exactly like that. It was like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Drop alt.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
dear Lord. I still can't help it. The thing in the background, I can hear my voice. It's creepy. I need to mute that.
Well, thanks for sharing us with that story. Feel free to
thank you.
And continue to be epic, my friend.
Indeed, I shall.
Definitely, yeah, definitely call in anytime you have some epic moments. We'd love to hear them. So.
Anybody else got epic moments?
Yes,
you know
I'm
how
talking about something like when you went to the kitchen to make a sandwich and you spilled wind sauce all over the place.
That was
well, there was this one time in band camp.
I hate
Alrighty. Anyway,
why don't we go ahead and went to band camp.
Okay, now, he has his week, but screw this. I was playing Destiny. I was playing the Hunter class. So
God
go,
damn it, no.
I go,
no,
no,
next
week.
No. Next week. We'll make a Destiny
David.
Episode, damn it.
Okay, I'm just saying, man.
So, I guess while we're waiting for some callers, I'm going to go ahead and start leading us, since we were talking about comic books earlier, right? Well, I think we can all say we're Marvel fans, right?
To a point.
Yeah.
To a point.
I actually do prefer Marvel.
Oh, definitely. I'm a huge Marvel fan.
Right on.
To a point.
I probably haven't.
No, 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 no. I mean, I'm definitely Marvel over DC.
No, no. All right. That's enough of the X-Men.
Oh, it was my
child. My child!
But anyway, yeah, sorry, it's safe enough to establish that we're all a bunch of Marvel fans here, so the very thought of, like, a Marvel fighting game would totally be awesome, because we love fighting games as well.
Well, they had those. So fighting
game that Marvel actually made, you mean?
Yeah.
Did you guys remember X-Men, Children of the Atom?
Dude, that would be so cool.
That would be so cool. Let me take away that exciting moment you have right now.
What?
By outright stating...
they're making a new Marvel game?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Hold on there, Billy. Hold on there, Billy. Because we got some...
Dude, I'm good. I got PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 3, so no matter what...
Billy.
And we got an Xbox 360.
Hold that thought.
I may actually have some enjoyment out of this because I got some...
We've been building it up so hard for you.
Yeah,
pretty
I know, right?
Fucking bad
get
news for you, man.
Get ready to burst the bubble.
What?
I got some pretty fucking bad...
Boys bubble.
No needles are going near my bubble. What are you talking about?
So here's the needle right now.
Put that away.
This game is only for smartphone and tablet only. Pop, bitch.
What?
Hang on. What happened?
I have to dead mouse this.
That wasn't dead mouse.
I'd call that more Fresh Prince.
Okay, you're right. And a Fresh Prince is
possibly
that was
like MCA or Mike D's.
Boys. Okay, yeah.
So
right.
Here's what basically wound up happening. Folks, I've talked previously on the show about how Capcom kind of lost its rights to the Marvel characters to keep continuing their Marvel vs. Capcom series.
Lost?
Fail?
Yeah. They lost the rights. You could kind of say lost the rights kind of in a way.
Marvel
like, the rights
were
just
not to renew the license, right?
It wasn't so much that Marvel chose not to renew. You mean Capcom, rather, actually.
Marvel.
Because Marvel decided to up the price a little bit because, hey,
to
we're...
To put it outside of reach.
Yeah.
Because you think for one moment they didn't know what they were doing with that?
Which I don't understand.
I don't know. Now I kind of think they don't.
They're shekels, dude.
I don't understand why companies do that.
But, yeah, so they went ahead and gone about this way. And Degg theorized previously that this is actually an attempt for them to go independent as far as making their own games. Like,
uh-huh.
Just opening up their own game studio, which,
yeah.
They, you know, credit where credit's deserved. Degg, hey, you're right.
Woo! Predictions! Based on nothing but beer and bad ideas.
You
know what? The 5 years that your personality has changed, you just got like gained psychic ability. That's what's happened. So.
No, I had that all along. Why do you think I hated everyone so much?
You've just mastered it now.
I want to know why. If anyone with a business degree or something could possibly call in and explain this to me. Now, right now, I want to start my own.
Sure.
My own studio, you know, Exodus Entertainment. You know,
don't even have to.
With our own, you know, comic books, manga, video games, whatever, right?
Sure.
So, if, say, okay, Red Hat Studios says, we want to make games based off of your characters and stuff. I'm like, okay, here's your license agreement. Now, even if I make money hand over fist, and I go, I'm going to create my own Exodus Gaming, whatever, to make my own video games. I'm still going to let, say, Red Hat make the games, because they're, in turn, doing all the work.
They already made the engine.
And they're giving me money. So just because I start my own gaming studio to make games off of my own characters I created, I'm not going to say, hey, you guys over there with your own studio who are making games off of my characters and thus entitling me to pretty much free money, no, I'm going to jack the price up so you can't give me free money.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of getting, you know, whatever money I was getting before for no work on my part because you're doing it for me, I'm now getting zero money from you.
Mm.
I don't understand that as a business move.
So tell us about Marvel shooting themselves in the dick, why don't you?
With a salt-covered bullet.
Well, let's see. I got to remember where I left off at here because, damn, he's got me thinking. No.
I mean, I was wondering, what kind of decision is that? I'm making money, so I'm going to start my own thing and get more money.
So
instead of start my own thing, getting more money. And
Jesus
still getting
Christ,
money.
Would you let the man see his piece?
It's like, ah! Okay, cool.
So this is why we took beer away from you.
Right?
No,
remember?
No,
Remember?
I do remember
no,
now.
This is a legitimate question. Why would you do that?
So let him fucking answer you.
that question is not towards Jason. That question is towards you or the audience.
Oh, what the
Ouch.
Fuck? What's going on here?
Well,
from a book.
Damn it, man. You just derailed the fuck out of me.
Yeah, right?
Okay, Jason, you got this. You got this,
Jason
Captain.
Had this gnarly hate boner going on, and you just were like, boo.
You just killed
my
it.
My bad. Go ahead. Marvel.
Oh. He's feeling a little bit under pressure, Jason.
Marvel, go to the tablet. Are you properly playing? Oh, no, he's turning green.
Captain Smash!
His eyeballs are popping out. This is kind of like a scene Total Recall.
Oh, my God, the gamma rays.
So here's basically the thing that outright pisses me off, because I'm going to go ahead and outright say it. I thought the Marvel vs. Capcom series was probably one of the greatest out there that could ever possibly involve the Marvel series.
Okay.
Even if, you know what, even one of the greatest things you could even do is you could probably just ask Capcom to outright make a Marvel fighter game, because let's be honest, Capcom's probably up there on the list of, you know, companies that can still make a damn good fighter, right?
2D fighter.
Okay.
2D fighter. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Their three attempts are pitiful failures, as
so,
you know.
All right. Well, I got TKO to agree with that. Dave, would you agree with that as well? Just 2D fighters, they're pretty flawless at? Well, maybe not flawless.
There is
a
war
I'm
between
not
Capcom.
Say flawless, but
yeah.
Yeah,
I can't say flawless, but you could still say Capcom's done pretty good with 2Ds.
One of the better entries.
Yeah.
So,
you know, they have competition with 2D fighters as an SNK.
SNK never did a Marvel game, did they?
No, I'm talking about for 2D fighters.
We're particularly talking about the Marvel
characters. Yeah, the Marvel characters.
So I'm saying it could easily be given
You're derailing
SNK.
Again.
No, I'm saying SNK could easily pick it up and do it, but never mind. Go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Easily? Just moving on.
The King of the Fighters put it up next to Street Fighter. It's like, yeah.
All right, we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, I think that's an off-the-show topic right there. Anyway, so, yeah, basically I would totally say Capcom would be one of the greatest out there that could probably handle the Marvel characters and such. So, at first thinking about it, I think, okay, maybe we'll see what Marvel can do. Maybe they want to make, you know, I'll agree with Dag at this point, since he's right. Just soak it up, Dag. Soak it up right now.
Right. I'd like to thank the Academy... All the little people out there.
All the little people who have strength.
Yes, all the, you know, under 120 pounders.
So I thought...
When
I mean,
they're soaking wet.
I would even give the benefit of the doubt back then, before even hearing this announcement, that, yeah, maybe Marvel could maybe try doing something a little bit unique. Especially since they probably have a lot more access to the archive of characters they have. I want to see, like, Black Panther or, you know... God, who else? Name some characters. Punisher would be pretty cool to see in a fighter.
Oh, the Punisher, I mean.
I'd say Punisher. Dag, what would you say?
I'm fucking drawing a blank. I kind of want to see, like, some more origin-style stuff for, like, maybe Colossus.
Ooh.
We haven't seen too much of him in any of the newer X-Men movies.
So Colossus?
Aside from, like, small bit parts, but, like, Colossus was, like, a fucking superhero, dude.
Yeah. All right, so Colossus would be pretty cool.
He got skin made of stellium when he got angry.
Right?
T, what's a Marvel character you'd love to see in a fighter game that has not been in a fighter game?
Well, Colossus has been in a fighter game. I mean,
actual Marvel characters that I have particularly had interest in, I've already seen in fighter games. So it's like, me and Magnegro.
Yeah, the main guys are kind of already here.
Still just love the fact that Magneto is still in a fighter game. All right.
Mine has been Magneto, Wolverine.
Wolverine, Magneto.
You know, that chick with six arms.
Spiral,
something like that.
Yeah, I know who
you're talking about. Give it a second. Someone on the forum is going to say, it was her. Here's her name. That's record time. No one's actually corrected me on who she was. Spinal?
I think, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, and she was in Marvel's Capcom 2.
And freaking my friend Silver was a pain in the ass with Silver Samurai. God. Bastard.
So anyway, I think the thing that I'm kind of coming back to is that, yeah, I think a Marvel fighter game from the Marvel Studios would be kind of cool.
Except
for what happened now.
Huh?
I think it would be kind of cool because they'd definitely have more access and control over what their characters would be able to perform inside of the fighter.
Okay.
So now
but
we
amidst all of these good ideas, what did they actually do?
So
I don't like how you're saying that.
So right now all we have is just
mobile and tablet.
Here's what I can instantly say what it is going to be. Who here has actually touched the Injustice tablet fighter version?
I have not seen the tablet version of... there's a tablet version of
Yes,
that.
There is a tablet version of Injustice, and that's how you were capable of unlocking certain skins and such within the main Injustice game itself.
Was it bad?
It was kind of a card system kind of a thing.
Okay.
Like, for the most part, all it was tap your screen to make your person continue the same combo over and over again. Hold it down for a moment to enhance, to deal more damage.
Oh, okay. So, kind of like the Tekken card tournament, even.
I guess so.
That doesn't exist. Don't talk about that. That has been classified and redacted.
Yeah.
Redacted!
Yeah.
Pretty much. So, that's definitely one of the very shitty thing right now about Contest of Champions is what the game is called.
Oh, boy. Okay.
What?
I have another prediction for you.
Oh, God.
I'm afraid it might be true.
It's probably going to be one of the top grossing card-style fighting games on the Play Store market. Because people are fucking stupid nowadays.
Seriously, I was actually on my way to pick up TKO earlier today. I was just listening on AM Talk Radio where they were talking about how Kim Kardashian apparently has her own mobile game.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing that upsets me.
What?
Fanboys.
What could you possibly do with Kim Kardashian's game? Do you, like, throw stuff at her butt and see how far it bounces off? Like, what the heck?
You know what? I would intend to play that app.
I actually would. But anyway,
you would play that app is what you would play. Not that app, that app.
I would play that app.
Oh, my God. I just got derailed. Nope.
So,
sorry, anyway.
I don't even want to say this is my war against Marvel, because, damn it, they made Guardians of the Galaxy, and that was a fucking good movie.
Didn't see it.
Oh, my God, it was so epic. I loved it.
Dude, did you stay after the credits?
Don't spoil it for the... I have not seen
it. Oh, yeah, don't spoil it for people, though.
Avengers.
Guardians.
Guardians movie was better than the Avengers movie.
The post-credit thing... Guardian,
no, you ain't gonna fucking see it.
No, I'm saying, whoa!
Don't ruin it for anyone. Don't ruin it for anyone. Let them see it. But it was really short. That's all I'm saying. So
this is more of my war against just mobile gaming in general, because it is really starting to. It's beginning of the decline right then and there, folks. Let's be honest with ourselves.
Pause. Stop. Be realistic. The beginning of the decline was the rise of fanboydom. Or fangirldom.
Really? We're going to blame fans?
Listen to this, okay?
How do you blame the victims?
No. When the victims do this... Rome,
give them money anyway?
No, yes. Rome 2, okay?
Oh, here we go.
What's supposed to be this epic masterpiece of RTS gamingdom? It was supposed to be the shiznit, okay? I've been following Total War since the freaking 90s. Shogun Total War, the original one, okay? I own and have played them all. And regardless of their screw-ups, I have been trying to support them.
Mm-hmm.
Then this Rome 2 thing comes out. They create a game that is literally like they took a piece of a turd, shaped it into a hot chick, and went, here, buy this. So after releasing a game that is incomplete, they then go and proceed to release packs. $15 packs to unlock the factions that should be already unlocked in the game, period.
Mm-hmm.
People, after their forums are exploding and they're raging over how they got an incomplete game, are buying the $15, $20, $30 DLC,
so,
making it for a time it was the highest grossing DLC on Steam.
Let me try and sum this up. You're trying to say that fans are to blame because they spend money on DLC?
Fans, the blind, devoted fans. Oh, you sold me a pile of crap. Okay. Oh, look, you're offering an extension to this pile of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Take more of my money. I'm saying those people who are blindly dedicated to a franchise or an IP or whatever, who will give them money regardless of the pile of defecation with maybe a sprinkling of parmesan cheese on it, that are encouraging these companies to continue to do this.
because the point, once again, is people are not voting with their wallets.
Thank you. I'm sitting there going, no way this is going to stand. Rome, the Creative Assembly is going to be forced to correct this grave mistake. Grave mistake. And then you have people hand over fist giving them money for a DLC on an incomplete game.
There's a popular saying going around out there.
What?
Go ahead, Doug.
If it's stupid, but it works, it isn't stupid.
No, it's the people that allow it to work on them that is stupid. I've not spent a single additional cent on Rome 2. I haven't bought any of the DLC, packs, anything, because I'm like, this game is incomplete garbage.
Right.
I am one of the biggest Total War fans out there, but I'm like, this is bullshit. I'm not giving you any more money till you fix the original product I bought.
Right, and therein sort of the issue.
That is the issue, too. So it's like when you're, like, Marvel will probably see no repercussions from what they get because idiots are going to buy
because it's fucking Marvel.
They're like, oh, a Marvel fanboy. Oh, my God, anything Marvel. I'm
like,
go
you know what?
Hey, let's hold these people accountable for it.
Yeah, fans, please, do me personally a favor.
Everyone who is a
don't fucking get... You know, this goddamn game.
Well, you know, what if it's good?
Don't say don't get it.
What if it's fun?
We have to remain objective.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. We do need to...
You have to give it a chance, so...
Yes.
Right.
Not tell the feds.
Let the people that want to get it first make their mistakes and then read the reviews and see what's going on, you know?
You know, that's fair enough. I honestly don't feel like I can support this because, quite frankly, I'm going to stand very firm on believing that mobile gaming on, you know, tablet, iPhone, gaming in general is the end.
It's not real gaming.
It's
not true gaming. But you know what? It's not going to ever – it will absolutely not get to that point because I think that people that are playing on tablets and playing on mobiles are people that aren't true gamers anyway. So it's really just getting to another set of the population that doesn't do gaming at all, and I think that's what it's doing more than actually taking true gamers out of their realm.
Damn it, Stephanie. Damn it.
Hang on.
So true, she just slapped me in the face with her words.
Well, hold on. Stephanie, could you – repeat a little bit of that again because you got a little interrupted because I thought I heard you saying that you think that mobile gaming actually is going to be a benefit because it brings people in, including the true gamers?
No, it's not.
Well, I'm saying true gamers are never going to stop playing on PCs and on consoles, you know, unless something bigger and better comes out. But I don't think it's ever going to transition into mobile and tablet games. I think what it's doing is that it's pulling an audience that never was there, that wasn't existent at the time of gaming.
Here's my counter to that, then. You know this game is only for the iPhone and tablet market, so this is only going to reach this supposed new crowd, right? It's not going to the true... The smaller percent, in a way. It's not going to the true gamers.
Whoa. Let's back that train up for a second.
Sure.
Okay.
When did Candy Crush come out? A year and a half, 2 years ago?
Give or take.
King is currently worth how much money?
King?
The guys that made Candy Crush?
Oh, God.
You know, I have not accepted Candy Crush whatsoever and have not played it, not even once.
That's not...
I know where he's going with this.
That's not the point.
I know where he's going with this.
It doesn't necessarily smell like a bad business decision. It's just a stab in the back to the people that may not have gotten to play Marvel vs. Capcom who want to go out and buy it and fucking cannot unless they find a physical copy somewhere used. When Capcom lost the license... They lost the right to sell the previous games with the Marvel characters in them.
Yep.
That's shitty.
Very.
I see what you're saying then. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But is Marvel going to lose any money out of this? No fucking way. No, sorry. It's a sad state of affairs that...
So that's actually a real kick in the balls to the Capcom people who worked on the game as well, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this
Well, we'll see.
Shoot at Marvel sucks.
Maybe not. because maybe with those oodles of millions of dollars, they can afford all the guys that are going to get laid off at Capcom anyway.
Oh, crap.
That's fucked up.
Can this be a prediction? Please let this be a prediction.
Yeah, okay.
There is a ray of hope, folks.
So we're not really out of the woods, yes, yet. Yes, I'm annoyed at the direction that Marvel is currently taking. Do I think it's altogether a bad idea in a business aspect? Fuck no. They're going to make money hand over fist.
Mm-hmm.
Where they apply that money, that ill-gotten, gut-churning blood money,
right?
Damn shekels, where are they going to apply that?
Hopefully in,
because
in
frankly,
an actual game.
Mind you, Gold says they're going to come up with a decent studio.
I definitely hope so.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're right in this case. Let's hope to God you're right in this.
Here's me being an optimist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very big one.
And, you know, in a strange sense, I got to say...
Have you ever seen this before?
No, not really. Like, this is weird to me.
I know.
But, we'll see.
I like
we'll
this optimism.
We'll see.
We're not done yet. I don't think... Like, I'm not being a fanboy, but I'm going to give Marvel the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. Mobile gaming is blowing up. People are spending money hand over fist. It's also kind of in the news lately. I mean, you guys mentioned that Kardashian game slash app. People are playing that. Like children are fucking playing
what
that.
What does it even do? I want
to
know.
And they're not realizing that all of the transactions, all of the shit that they're buying in the game is costing real money.
Mm-hmm.
So they're spending hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a session.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-mm. Fail.
Fail only to those who are dumb enough to do it. But, you know, what is capitalism if not preying on the stupid?
True.
You know, I think...
Or the lazy.
I think there's a little bit more that kind of goes good with this, and I'm just going to go ahead and say real quick before we start our wrap-up.
Hmm.
That, interestingly enough, that there's been reports with an internal struggle going on with Nintendo right now, where Iwata has been putting his fucking foot down, like, hardcore to prevent, like, their franchises from showing up on, like, smartphones and tablets and shit.
That's valid.
It totally is.
I agree.
Like, you know what? Say it.
It's not a shitty cash grab. Hey, hooray for Nintendo. Wait, don't they already have enough money? Can't they pretty much do whatever the fuck they want to? Could they not lose maybe $100 million, $200 million a year
Marvel
for the next century and not feel it?
Did that stop Marvel from being shitty? No, it didn't.
That's a fair point right there that he
Thank
just brought
you.
Up.
It is a fair point. But if Nintendo wants to stand on principle, they can afford to.
And it actually
Damn
gave
straight,
more respect for doing it too as well.
Yeah,
that
seriously.
Right there already gave... Granted them several respect points from me.
I'm still not going to play Smash Brothers, but I'm interested in seeing what they come up with.
You better bring back
Zelda
Smash
game,
Bros,
guys.
Man.
I'll find Nintendo for being on principle. I'll check out your new Zelda.
All right. So yeah, I mean that's honestly some great stuff right there from Nintendo. So unfortunately, I'm going to go ahead and start wrapping up a little bit with some of the news that we got right now. We amazingly did not get much of a chance to go on because, goddamn, this whole issue was just a...
War!
Fucking war.
Well, you...
It was a good show. We've been heated.
Then,
it's all right.
What did you expect? Like,
these are our best episodes.
These are. So, folks, we're going to... So, one of the latest things that are coming out is that a new... what is it? King of Fighters is being confirmed. So,
oh,
there is
God.
A new one coming out.
All right. Hmm.
Let's see. Starting to close out some of these news tabs I got.
Lol.
EA announces a new... The program of theirs is called EA Access. It allows you to basically... It's kind of a subscription that allows you to play their AAA titles for about $5. Funny enough, Sony believes that this is not in good value. So don't expect to see this on a PlayStation 4 anytime soon, folks.
All right.
And quite frankly, I agree.
Wait, Sony just... bought for us against giving them extra money?
Yeah, basically. Sony's like, EA, we don't want our users who are already paying for, like, PlayStation Plus or whatever. We don't want our users to have access to this EA Access thing on our systems because fuck you.
Damn it. I get mad at Sony for one thing, and they do something else that makes me like them again.
But I'm also still kind of mad at Sony. why don't I as the consumer have the choice?
True. Also, like, why don't I have the consumer have the choice to not have all these bonuses on PlayStation?
Hang on. I understand.
Play with my friends.
Doug, I understand you're playing devil's advocate, but it's EA.
Yeah. How many games have you really enjoyed that, strangely or not, came out of EA?
Ones I can't play anymore, sadly enough.
Two.
No.
And Dragon Age.
Hold up. I mean, like, I was going into the Battlefield territory. Like, I can't play Battlefield 2 anymore because they shut down the servers.
Was it them shutting down the servers?
The master servers are shut down. I can't connect.
Bummer.
Yep.
When did Battlefield 2 come out?
Oh, God. I was still in high school.
Did they give you something like 10 years with this game? They're up to the fourth game now.
Come on, let's not go into the fourth one.
And you're still kind of bitching about not being able to play two.
Yeah, because
can you form networks with other friends or something?
You probably could.
Yeah,
honestly,
can still LAN it.
I imagine you could
IP address, computer to computer.
It'd probably take a little work, but I imagine it could be done.
Yeah, I'm sure there's
a way. I haven't figured out how to do it yet.
They still have servers where you can play Red Alert 2.
Yeah, all right, I guess. But still.
No,
I mean, shit, go check out, Kali or... What's the other one? There's another one that basically replaced GameSpy, and I used to know the name of it.
Oh.
I guess we'll come back to that one.
Yeah.
So another thing that's going on right now is that Thailand's military junction is blocking sales of Tropico 5.
What? Why?
Oh, my God.
A game that came out on PC in May...
All hail, glorious reader!
May 25th of 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So this year.
Yeah.
Oh.
So what's the deal with that anyway, if I can start asking? Because are we still friends with Thailand as far as this whole military coup is concerned?
Lol, who fucking knows or cares?
Dude, Thailand is adult.
Thailand is amazing.
You get kidnapped and murdered nightly.
Dude, no way. Thailand is, like, the shit. I spent 5 weeks out there backpacking. It is the shit.
Like, with the military shit going on nowadays?
Oh, yeah, probably not a good
idea.
I spent
a week out there with my shipmates from my ship.
Like, a decade ago?
So?
I was there just 2 years ago, so.
All right.
So, let's see.
Can I mention one game that I'm really looking forward to that I think is pretty cool? Is I was a huge fan of all the Lord of the Rings games and just the movies in general. So obviously, naturally, I like to play
really
games. I know. You guys might hate on that, but Middle Earth: Shadow of Mordor is one that looks pretty sweet
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of that. It's like the time between the Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings, and it explains, you know, how the rings came about and everything. So I'm kind of looking forward to that one. That's one that was, I think they brought up over at Comic-Con. So that was exciting to me.
Yeah.
So I'm watching Lord of the Rings, and I'm like, Gandalf, this great wizard. And there's this other awesome wizard. I'm like, they're going to have a wizard battle. I'm like, okay, when they fight, it looks like two old guys having a Jedi Force battle push.
Mm-hmm.
No magic, no nothing. Force push, force grab, force. I'm like, really? Harry Potter, there's magic. Lord of the Rings, disappointing. I waited all three freaking movies to see so much of the lightning bolt get thrown. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Gandalf's biggest freaking spell? Look, my staff is a freaking headlight.
Let's hold this argument for maybe another show.
I was disappointed.
Another thing that... We got two more articles to finish up here, man. Like,
save
Jesus Christ.
Next week.
Right, when they're
old
and
not
good.
They're not
going to
be relevant anymore.
Fucking A,
it's
man.
All still relevant.
So, Gearbox seeks to remove itself from the Aliens Colonial Marine class action lawsuit.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing that's happening right now, folks. And I don't know.
How do you remove yourself from a lawsuit?
Well, I think a fair
you
thing...
You throw Sega under the bus.
Yeah. Which, to be fair, I think is a little on the deserved side.
To be
they're
fair...
They're the developers. They're the ones holding the money leash.
No, the publishers are holding the money leash.
Okay.
They're not the publishers or
the
sellers, so...
Sega's the publisher.
Yeah.
Wait, Gearbox designed it, Sega's the publisher.
Yes.
Yeah, Gearbox developed it, Sega's the publisher.
Oh, yeah.
Sega published and misspelling, so.
But
they were
They're both liable. Both.
Yeah.
Both. Mm,
I suppose, but I still throw Sega a little more under the more
Sega is more responsible, but that doesn't mean that Gearbox is not responsible at all.
Well, no, but I mean, of course, Gearbox is still responsible, but they were—I mean, they were also arguing that, you know, they used the same exact engine, you know, that they were doing for the game and everything. So I don't know. I mean, they're trying to pretty much justify themselves and are like, we're not making anything, you know, off of, you know, any of the any of the money that's given to from the customers or anything along those lines. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And they also apparently like that money and stuff too that they're not going to get back. Like, so I don't
they
know.
Put some of their
I,
own
I'd say leave
to the
Gearbox
project.
Alone.
Sure, sure. Isn't that kind of like buying shares? I mean, they didn't get any sales benefits because the game was a pile of dog shit and nobody really bought it. But had they
but
sold
they...
millions of copies, Gearbox would have gotten kickbacks off of it, wouldn't they have?
True.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if it wasn't in the contracts and stuff, possibly not, you know. Possibly it was just a situation where they were strictly the developer. So
we'll have to see.
Yeah, I guess we will have to see. And the last little thing I got so far is a little bit of fun news. I figured Dag might enjoy this.
Oh.
Did you know there's an XCOM board game?
A what?
An XCOM board game.
A what?
Do I really got to say it the third time?
Nah, probably not.
I'll say it anyway. An XCOM board game.
All right. You're going to have to link me that shit. I want to look at that.
Yeah, I think you and I are going to have to play this at some point.
We're probably going to.
So
we're probably going to have to.
That's our little bit. That's pretty much the wrap of the news right now, folks. I think there's like one maybe two more things, but you know what?
Yeah, fuck.
They're not too important. They're not that important. And one of them was just a last minute thing that I only just found out before the show started anyway. So, I'll save that for next week. So, folks, is pretty much coming down to the end of the show right now. So remember, if you guys want to keep in touch with us during the week, because, hey, we miss you guys. We love hanging out with you guys in any game or just outright talking with you. You can reach us on our Facebook page with Good Game Guys Show, our Twitter, which currently right now is Good Game Guys 1, but we're looking to at least make sure we can have some consistency.
Yeah, we're trying to consolidate all the different names, so bear with us.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can reach us on our Steam group page, which is the Good Game Guys Show as well. And soon, hopefully next week actually, we'll start broadcasting ourselves through Twitch, which you can also find at Good Game Guys Show.
Cool. So twitch.tv/Good Game Guys Show.
Yep.
That's easier.
And one more thing, people, look up the Aggressive Gaming Network if you guys happen to be wanting to have a clan for any of the games that you might be playing.
Ooh.
Currently that's the War Thunder clan and the World of Tanks clan. That I'm actually joining. They also have League of Legends and Battlefield and all of the kinds of clients you guys want to check out.
Right on.
Neat.
And I guess the last little thing as well for folks that are going, for our local California residents that are going down to the Orange County Fair, we have ourselves about 4 days left if you're still interested in getting yourself a Deep South barrel.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
You got 4 days left, folks.
Homemade rum.
Pretty much. So... Like I've said previously in an episode, if you're interested in ever picking yourself up like a oak barrel for aging your alcohol or anything like that, just head on down to their booth. You can locate it where the rest of the store booths are in the Costa Mesa building, I believe, which is located right by the hangar, like way in the back of the fairgrounds in itself.
Prepare for a walk.
Yes, you will be walking.
But hey, you can walk on your barrel. You know, circus your ass out of there.
Okay.
So just remember, go check out the Deep South Barrel booths, and remember, mention the Good Game Guys sent you, and hopefully they'll be able to give you at least a bit of a discount with your barrel.
Your Milton barrel. And if you're lucky, they'll give you a princess to kidnap as well for Mario to come bash you with.
Ah, Christ.
That would be amusing.
Okay, can we go?
Yeah,
I'm ready. Let's go.
We're ending the show now, folks. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Tune in next week when we're going to be talking about some...
other madness.
Like Destiny.
My body is ready.
I know you are,
Dan. Is your mind?
Good game, guys.
Good game. GG. GGWP.
Smash!